platform to it now. You talk about coming from a championship culture in Boston, winning ways and knowing how to do things. When it comes to what you're bringing to this city and this team, what is it that you really want to kind of get these guys to understand? With them being as young as they are, you bring the championship experience. What is it that you really want to kind of get them to understand as the season progresses?
Thank you. Honestly, it's supposed to be this way or this way? I'm good. It's right in my ear.
Okay.
No, honestly, it's important to like go step by step. You know, like one, I don't know, possession at a time, one quarter at a time, one game at a time. You know, I know it's like cliche to say this, but it's true. You know, that's how we won in Boston, and it's just one day at a time. You know, and of course we want to have the highest goals here. But it's gonna take it's gonna be a big process. Also, me coming into this team to learn all these guys, to get in a groove with this team. But I look forward to it. I think we have a great opportunity in front of us, and we're just gonna have to take it one day at a time.
Coach has talked a lot about this being the third youngest team in the league. When you're working with a young team, just how do you hope to impart whatever knowledge it is that you have that can help elevate them to something better?
Yeah, definitely. I will see what I can bring. You know, it's hard to say it right now, but I look forward to like enhancing all these guys. You know, and being a selfless teammate. I want the best for these young players, and you know they've been improving with each season. You know, it's an exciting team to play for. Coach Quinn, as you know, I've appreciated him from afar for a long time, and now to play for him, it's a great honor for me, and I look forward to enhancing all these young guys, you know, to help them in whichever way I can, and for me, it's exciting.
So, what were your initial, first, where were you when you first found out that you were coming to Atlanta, and what were your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I was in Europe. I was asleep. I woke up in the morning and I saw my phone was blowing up, so I had a feeling it was going to happen around that time, so I was like, okay, like, it could be any morning that I wake up, and it happened. And yeah, I saw like all the group chats, everything going crazy. And I didn't know what it was because I had like different teams in mind. And when I saw it was Atlanta, I was very happy, very, very happy. Without like, you know, selling you anything, like this is true. I was very happy, very excited. And great city, great young team. And to play alongside these guys, Trey, you know, the best passer in the league, it can be something special. So once I heard the news, I was super happy.
KP, speaking on playing alongside some of these guys, when you look at a guy like Trey Young, who has been such an amazing facilitator throughout his years here, and then playing in Coach Quinn's system this season, how do you feel like not only Coach Quinn's system was strengthening your game, but what are some strengths you feel like you can bring out of Trey Young as well?
It's going to be a process. You know, Trey is already a complete player. You know, there's not many guys that have that kind of offensive talent like he does. With his height, to be able to be this effective and to create so many, not only assists, but I think he's the best in the league at creating like potential assists, you know? And it's just gonna be a matter of us also shooting at a high percentage from his passes, you know? That's gonna be a part of it to make him, you know, look even better than he has. So, I think he's gonna be super fun to play with him, honestly. You know, seeing how many lobs he throws and how he finds some passes that a regular eye don't even see, you know, it's gonna be exciting.
Hey, Chris Dapps, welcome to Atlanta. And a quick two-part question for you. Have you been able to familiarize yourself with the city so far? And as we go on the training camp, were you able to work out with any of the new teammates beforehand?
Oof, I flew in this morning. I just got here, man. So I just met all the guys also right before. So, it took me a while to get here. Tough couple of days with flights and stuff, but I'm here now and ready to get to know everybody and ready to get to practice tomorrow.
Coach,
Kristaps, last season in Boston, you had to battle through some injuries and missed a pretty big stretch of games. How do you feel physically now, and what steps have you taken to make sure you're ready for a full season here in Atlanta?
I had especially that illness, no, at the end, the playoff. This is what messed me up, honestly. So it was good for me to have a Eurobasket this summer, just to get back in shape, get in a good rhythm, and that was an important part for me, you know. And just to have a couple of months of preparation and getting really like getting my lungs good again and everything was super important. And I look forward to, you know, heading into this season already in a rhythm, already in good shape. And I feel fantastic right now, so.
Hey, Chris Hops, you're now on your fifth team, so just curious, what's been the biggest lesson you've learned in all your stops?
The biggest lesson I've learned? I don't know if it's a lesson, but it takes a whole team, you know? Like, nobody can do it by themselves, you know? It sounds simple, but it's true. Like, even in Boston, like, we had to do it together, you know? Everybody had to lean on each other. Somebody has a bad game, somebody else had to step up, you know? And it's like this, every great team have, you know, people that are ready to step up when the moment calls. And I think this team has the talent. A lot of young guys, hungry young guys. Trey, who already have a good experience, and now myself coming into this young group, I think I could just elevate all these guys and you know, bring even more like gunpowder to this team. You know?
Along those same lines, when you look at this team from afar, how far did you think, how close do you think they were to winning an Eastern Conference championship or even beyond? And now that you've seen how this team has developed, how far away do you think that they are?
I don't want to put any like, you know, we can get this far. You know, we want to have super high expectations for ourselves internally. We want to take it step by step. You know, it's gonna take a little bit of time for us to gel, for these guys to get to know me, to get to know my game, and me same for these guys. You know, I need to find a rhythm with all these players. I think I'll be super quick to adapt to the system, but still, like, it takes a little bit of time, you know, just to know every little detail, you know, it takes time. So I think as the year goes on, we're only going to look better and better. This is my expectation, and then we'll see how far we can get. You know, obviously we expect a lot from ourselves, and you know, and we have to go for it.
Hi, Gustav, to your left. You mentioned the illness earlier, and I've heard some comments from you before where you expressed some kind of frustration about the mysterious nature of it. I'm just wondering if you have more of a handle of like what went wrong and how you can maybe prevent it in the future?
I don't know, honestly. I still don't have an exact answer. They had some sort of explanation for it, but it was like, it was lingering. That was the toughest part, you know? It was kind of like, I still felt it. Some days I was okay, energy was good, and some days, boom, I had a crash, you know? And I'm glad it's gone now. I haven't experienced it. I don't know, maybe it was just my system needed some reset during the summer, took some time off, and I haven't felt it since, you know? And yeah, even with the national team, I felt fantastic in all the preparation, and it did take me a little bit longer to get in like good shape with the national team, so I was really happy I had this summer. But now that I got in shape and I played the tournament, like, I felt confident again, like, oh, okay, I have the gas tank again, I feel really good again, and I didn't have any crashes or nothing, so I'm excited that I'm coming into this season healthy.
Kristaps, the bag. I think in the past, Atlanta's really been known for their offensive energy, or their offensive pace, and that's kind of been their identity, especially with Trey at the helm, but with the addition of you, Nikhil, Dyson, and even having Jalen on the team already, how much do you think a defensive identity can be established for this team? Coach Snyder obviously talked about being balanced, and I think that'll be important, but just your thoughts on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no, even just to have a guy like Dyson on your team, it's a big part of our defense. It's going to be a big part of my rim protection. I'm going to try to bring that to my highest level here and protect the rim. And we have the athleticism. A lot of these guys are super athletic, strong, you know, have a good instinct for steals, for deflections, and that's also have to be there, you know. But as coach said, you know, we have to have a balance, you know. We're probably not gonna become a crazy defensive team now, but you know, we have the capability to be decent or good, you know. And the offense, I love the offense here, so have to keep going this way for sure.
It's good to hear you're healthy, especially because the Hawks run a lot. Last year, third in pace, when you mentioned that as a point of emphasis for this season as well. Past two seasons in Boston, they've been slower paced teams, very fragile in the half court. Watching you in your best, you're ceiling early in transition and trail threes. Where do you see your game fitting in terms of more of a fast paced offense for the Hawks Boston?
Honestly, I think it's going to be pretty simple. That's kind of what we were trying to emphasize in Boston also a bit more, you know. Sometimes we slow down, but we were the best when we were faster. You know, the more we ran, the more we created stuff in transition, at least from a field standpoint, and I think also numbers-wise, we were just better, you know. So it has to be an emphasis, and I think I'm just going to add to that. You know, honestly, I like to do that. I like to create transition mismatch, or even if it's not a mismatch, just creating, drawing some fouls sometimes in the post, you know. I'm pretty good at, like, getting those calls, shooting my transition threes and stuff, so yeah, there's gonna be I think new dimensions that I can unlock for this team.
First off, similar amount of questioning for Boston, coming from an offense predicated on a heavy three-point emphasis, Quinn Snyder is the same way. So how do you feel more prepared coming from an offense that places an importance on the three-point shot to now being in a similar situation?
Yeah, I don't think that's a big transition, no? Shooting threes is shooting threes, especially when you have a guy like Trey who's going to create the threes, you know? And a lot of these guys can create advantages, but especially Trey, he's going to create those open looks. So we just have to knock him down, you know? And that's going to be our job, to shoot high percentages. I had my best shooting year last year from three, so I look forward to shooting around that, if not even better.
KP, in the most respectful ways to the 6'8", 6'9", 6'10 centers of today. It's been a little while since the Atlanta Hawks have been able to have like a legit 7-footer all-star type caliber player. How, we always talk about how small ball type of play or positionless play has impacted the center position in a negative way. How has it impacted you specifically during your career in positive way?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's my game, no? So the ability to shoot from outside, I always had that, but I think what makes me different is that I developed my post game, especially against mismatches, and becoming one of the most efficient players in the league in that, you know, and then then you can't just switch everything, because now there's a mismatch, you know, obviously, and having that part of my game really improve. I think last three seasons I've been like top three all the time in post up points per possession, and so most of them are against mismatches, obviously, you know. So, but that's a part that I look forward to bringing to this team, and creating some disadvantages for the other team.
Thank you, KP.
Yep, thanks, thank you.
Thanks, Ashley.